animals are looking at you. I want to start with the reverse direction of glances. There is this essay by John Berger, Why Look at Animals, where he writes about zoos, but it is also about animal gaze. He observed that animals never look directly at their spectators, at the humans. They look sideways or blindly beyond, they scan mechanically because they have been immunized to encounter. Nothing can anymore occupy a central place in their attention. For him, the zoo is a monument for the extinction of the look between animal and man, for the loss of this exchange of glances that may have played a crucial role in our development. This loss is now irreversibly connected to the culture of capitalism. Rainer Maria Rilke, the German poet, describes the human glance as a sovereign gaze, always fixating and controlling and setting traps, in contrast to the openness of the gaze of animals. I use the attributes invasive, inquiring, prejudging. I think what Rilke describes is very accurate. Nowadays we would say it is a colonial gaze. In his poems, Dunisa Elegien, he writes, Mit allen Augen sieht die Kreatur das Offene. Nur unsere Augen sind wie umgekehrt und ganz um sie gestellt, als Fallen, rings um ihren freien Ausgang. This sovereign human gaze is still dominant in the field of nature observation. In nature documentations and nature photography, the human observer controls the situation that is arranged as a trap, with the observing subjects hidden undercover, pointing their optical instruments at the animal and transforming it into an object. So it is about setting traps. The human observer lies in ambush until he gets the intended image of the animal. It is all about intention, about transforming the animal into a thing. My project breaks with this tradition. It deliberately looks out for the gaze of the animals. I enter the visual field of the animal and reveal myself as a human animal, as a member of a co-species. The encountered animal turns towards me and looks at me, and the gaze is captured. The photographic results of the project force the viewers to face up to these gazes. In The Animal That Therefore I Am, Derrida, the French philosopher, describes an encounter with his cat, where he leaves the bathroom naked and meets the gaze of his cat, leading him to state, "The animal looks at us, and we are naked before it. Thinking perhaps begins there." But actually, Derrida stops at this point. When becoming aware that the cat looks at him, he starts with this critique of Western philosophy, especially of this tradition of searching for the anthropological difference, this one substantial difference separating humans and animals. And he directs his glance from the eyes of the cat back into his mindset that has been imprinted by Western philosophy. In contrast to this, Animals Are Looking at You focuses on exactly this moment of becoming aware of the gaze of the cat, and instead of using it as the starting point for self-reflection, I am interested in not only thinking but also feeling and perceiving the cat's point of view, the cat's mindset. Here I connect to a concept that became very important for me that I found within John Maxwell Coetzee's literature, the concept of sympathetic imagination. In his novel, The Lives of Animals, Coetzee addresses the question posed by the philosopher Thomas Nagel, what is it like to be a bat? In this popular paper, Nagel comes to the conclusion that we cannot know what it is like to be a bat, but he acknowledges that there is a conscious subjective experience going on inside bats and other animals. Coetzee addresses Nagel's question, but he comes to a different conclusion. To sum up Coetzee's answer, I'd like to quote a paragraph from The Lives of Animals, 1999, page 35. There is no limit to the extent to which we can think ourselves into the being of another. There are no bounds to the sympathetic imagination. If I can think my way into the existence of a being who has never existed, then I can think my way into the existence of a bat, or a chimpanzee, or an oyster, any being with whom I share the substrate of life. Animals are looking at you. Finally means that new questions arise, questions about what the animals might see in us, about the message delivered from their eyes, into our minds, and questions about ourselves, our human nature, and how we might discover ourselves, establish ourselves in a new way, in this gaze of nature.